Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Catherine Sweeney, and with me today is Melissa Hurley, editor of the Styrene Butadiene Rubber Report. She's going to tell us about how July contract negotiations are going and fill us in on what's happening in the spot market at the moment. So, Melissa, how are July contract negotiations going for SBR?
Hi, Catherine. Well, early SBR contracts settled at a rollover for July, but some contract talks remain ongoing this week. Most business is expected to be wrapped up by next week.
Why have contracts settled so far at a rollover?
Contracts have so far settled at a rollover because sources said that it's a good compromise between buyers and sellers after butadiene settled up for July and styrene fell significantly. One European seller said that the direction of the monthly BD settlement is more relevant in SBR contract discussions because of the larger percentage of BD used in SBR production compared to styrene. With the BD contract price rising for the third consecutive month in a row, the market is doubtful that the latest feedstock increase will be passed through to the downstream market because of concerns over demand levels and because styrene prices fell for July. Demand levels are currently stable, with some sources citing it as low. Sources expect a dip in demand by mid-July to August, followed by an uptick in demand as the market heads into the fourth quarter.
So what's happening at the moment in the spot market in relation to the Asian market?
The SBR spot market in Europe has been quieter in recent weeks because buyers have been securing minimum quantities, demand has been lower than expected, and export opportunities have diminished despite some indications of recovery in the Asian market. The arbitrage between Europe and Asia closed in June because prices in Asia became less attractive to European sellers. Over the past week, however, European sellers have described the Asian market as a roller coaster, and one player said that the downward trend in the region could be on the up this week due to higher seller offers in the region. European market players are waiting to see if the SBR prices increase further in Asia. Sellers said that the prices in the region would need to be more attractive in order to cover margins. One source said that they didn't think that the higher prices in Asia were sustainable and that the European and US export markets could be impacted.
What's happening with BD in Asia at the moment?
Rising BD feedstocks in Asia prompted major Asian SBR producers to propose moderate price hikes for July shipments. Natural rubber is also on the upswing. Natural rubber is a substitute for SBR in the production of tyres for the automotive industry, and their prices move in line with one another usually.
Great, well thanks for explaining that, Melissa. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update. I'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Catherine Sweeney.